Talk Radio 570 KVI.
John Carlson here, Talk Radio 570 KVI. You want to join Talk Radio 570 KVI in Como 4 for the Problem Solvers Toy Drive. It's going to benefit one of my favorite all-time charities, the Salvation Army. It's going to happen on December 14th, all day long, 6 a.m., 7 p.m. You'll be able to, and you can even now, donate new unwrapped toys at Fred Meyer in their Linwood, Tacoma, and Issaquah locations, or at any Olympic hot tub location. And you can make a donation at KVI.com. So there you go. Check it out. The Problem Solvers Toy Drive. Jim Garrity has a wonderful piece in National Review today about, well, it's headlined, The Nasty GOP. And he makes a point that we experienced here in Washington State, which is that while people were rejecting Republican candidates, they were often voting for conservative ideas. He says the Republican brand is deeply damaged. That is a painfully common assessment after the election. A lot of Republicans were eager to blame the party's thoroughly lousy performance on the presidential nominee. But there is considerable evidence that the unpopularity goes well beyond that. Romney won more votes than Republican Senate candidates in almost all of the swing states, and in some fairly red ones, such as Arizona, Montana, Nebraska, and North Dakota. That's important. Romney won more votes than some of the Republican Senate candidates in almost all of the swing states. I mean, Romney won Arizona, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, the Republican candidates for the Senate in Montana and North Dakota lost. Thank goodness they won in Arizona and Nebraska, but with less of the vote than Romney. What's interesting is that conservative ideas won in distinctly Democratic-leaning states once the word Republican was no longer associated with them. In Michigan, where Obama won handily, a push to enshrine collective bargaining rights in the state constitution lost by 16 percentage points. In California, voters rejected a proposal to repeal the death penalty. They rejected mandatory labeling of genetically engineered food. They rejected a proposition that would have added funding to education and early childhood programs by raising taxes on those making $75,000 a year and up. In Virginia, which Obama won, voters overwhelmingly approved a constitutional amendment making it harder for the state to seize private property under eminent domain. This is while George Allen, the Senate candidate, and Mitt Romney were losing statewide. So, and this really is the question that we're going to be grappling with for a long time here. And we're going to grapple with it successfully. You know why? Because we're going to take it head on. Why are Republicans less popular than their ideas? A ubiquitous accusation from their Democratic rivals and the media is that Republicans lack empathy to the point of displaying sheer meanness. The argument is that the GOP is increasingly representing an aging, white, bitter, angry rump of the electorate lashing out nastily at a world changing too fast for them. Now, Garrity goes on to say why he disagrees with this. I'm glad that he's taking up the challenge, though, because the fact that conservative ideas are popular and the Republican brand is not means that we simply need to change the way the party presents itself, that we don't have a problem with first principles, we don't have a problem with our ideas or our issues.